It is 93.7 WEEI. I have two very happy people that I'm sitting across from nodding their heads.
Oh, yeah.
Two subdivisions.
September 12th. I will be there. TD Bank.
I love it that both you guys are going. No, you're going to the
Madison Square Garden, July 29th, I
believe. And you are going to the one here?
Yep. TD Garden.
Yep.
First of two shows.
And if you bring a lady, it will be the shortest line she'll ever wait in for the restroom.
No, no. Annika's on the drums. We got a female drummer.
Yes. She's going to be the one female.
The hot babes everywhere.
At Madison Square Garden when you go to that show. All right. It is Rich, Ken, and Ted, and we will take your calls because A.J. Brown is now officially a member of the Patriots. Actually, there's a physical, but essentially officially. Has been announced. And it was for a first round and a first round 2028. In a fifth round, 27?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Correct.
And you can give us a call. We'll take your calls on it, 617-779-7937. And, of course, you knew this was going to happen.
This is amazing.
What is that?
What you're about to say.
Actually, two quick things. I don't think it's what you think I'm going to say.
Oh.
The odds for the Patriots have instantly gone up. Like as of 2 minutes ago on FanDuel, as a result of the trade, the Patriots' odds to win the Super Bowl have improved from plus 1,700 a week ago to plus 1,600. But still, it did make a little bit of a movement when it came to that. I have not checked the over-under on total games won.
How about the Ted win total?
It was 9.5, I believe, is what it was.
Okay, I will have to take a look on FanDuel and see what that is. Or
you give two more wins, Ted?
Oof. Yeah, yeah. I feel like I have to, don't I?
You got to go through the schedule and tell us tomorrow.
Well, okay. I'll do a redo.
Give me a redo.
A redo tomorrow. I'll give you I'll go over to in-depth tomorrow now that A.J. Brown's on the roster and give you my my way too early preseason prediction.
Excellent.
And subtract now. Do you want? Are you going to announce this?
So this is unbelievable. I'll let you announce this because I don't want the bad juju on my shoulders here.
So Phil Perry, I saw put this out. The Patriots have announced that tight end Julian Hill has been placed on injured reserve. When players on IR before the start of the year, teams can designate them to return when the roster is cut down to 53. But if not, their season is over. So that's one of the free agent signings we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Not as high profile, but they gave him 3 years and $3 million, something like that. So he was your backup tight end.
Yeah, he was your backup tight end. A lot of teams are going more to a three tight end look. I mean, the Rams' primary personnel package was three tight ends. And so it's kind of in vogue right now to play with multiple tight ends. And so he was going to be one of those guys. And so that's a bummer. If he doesn't play this year, that's obviously a big loss, particularly in the running game, which they're going to have a balanced attack. So with A.J. now opening things up, the running game should have a little bit more space. So that's an unfortunate kind of injury to get because I think he was going to help this team.
Do you think they waited until the A.J. Brown news came out for them to leak that out?
Maybe. Yep. Yep.
Probably not the worst idea.
Yeah.
You know what? You kind of get a little bit of leeway when you do. You release such good news like the A.J. Brown news.
Patriots did put out on their official Twitter site a photo of A.J. holding up his number 11, his jersey. He's smiling, big grin. The wait is over, man, is the caption. So I guess that's probably on A.J.'s Twitter or social media. Corey Durden, their D lineman, just tweeted out, "We just got a whole lot better." With the heart sign.
Love it.
So that's going to be...
they're excited,
they're
man.
Excited.
Dude, y'all players are pumped. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This guy's going to help them. He knows this guy's going to help. You know what? It's just like it gives the Patriots a little cachet now. You know?
Yep.
It's like there should be stars here.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown's a star. You know? We should be having stars here.
You saw it yesterday too, Ted, at that softball game when they were asking many of the players out there. They weren't even trying to be diplomatic or trying to, you know, keep up a front that we don't know what's going on. They're all like, if A.J. Brown was here, we would love to have A.J. Brown as a player.
You know what's weird, dude? The dynamic of a stud wide receiver on your team, the impact they have. I followed I covered the Texans for many years, and I the Texans radio for 5 years down there, and they drafted DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre
had an injury 1 year and came back, and it was first practice back. I was at training camp. I was there. It was like this. It was like Moses splitting the sea. Like everybody just kind of was like, "Oh, here comes D Hop running out to practice." It just those types of guys. There's maybe 15 number one receivers in the NFL, and the Patriots got one of them.
Yeah,
right. So. They don't grow on trees. These are hard guys to find and to get on your team. And now the Patriots have one. So it's gonna raise the level of excitement. Having him on your team makes everyone better, believe it or not. It sounds crazy, but it does.
Even like Antonio Brown when he came here, when he was a nutcase by that point. But like it was, people were like, "Oh boy!" And then you saw him for whatever half a second, and it just changed the game. You see an elite talent like that out there, open everything up for everybody else.
That was one of the wildest seasons of anything when he just went crazy. Do you remember when he was was he playing the Jets?
Year? That was every.
What was the year that he took his clothes off when he left the field? No. It was after he was with the Patriots.
That was with the Bucks.
It was with the Bucks. It was when he was with the Bucks. That's right. He went down there and he took his clothes off during the game and left. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's. And then he said some stuff about the crafts, which was wild. All right, let's go to Brooke on line one. Brooke, what's happening, man? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you? First off, I heard you guys talking about not bringing Stephon Diggs back. I think that'd actually be a good idea to bring him back because imagine those two receivers on the same line for Drake May.
I mean, but who do you just sit? Like, if Dobbs is going to be on your team for sure, who are your five receivers then?
Oh, you know, my five would be AJ, Stephon Diggs, the 1-2. Split the tight. See, I'm a football player myself too. I'm a tight end, so nice. I like playing double tight ends too. So, like, you have AJ Brown and your two tight ends, and maybe Dobbs.
You see, Brooke. I think the problem is, I mean, listen, to have him on the team would be an embarrassment of riches. But speaking of riches, they're giving out a ton of money, especially if they pay Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to afford to bring Stephon Diggs back. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, it would be very, very cool, but it's just we're already asking a lot for the Crafts to break the bank for Christian Gonzalez.
For what they're bringing in for AJ Brown,
and AJ Brown as well, making $32 million a year. Thank you, Brooke, for calling. We appreciate it.
Well, I mean, I would be open to it, though. But nobody seems to be. If he doesn't have a job by the middle of summer, I don't know. Somebody gets hurt, I would.
You'd almost have to trade Kyle Williams or Mac Hollins or somebody like you.
Well, you would to get not Steph Diggs because he's
to fit him on the. I mean, just to fit him on the team, though. You're only going to keep five receivers, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Can we cut bait with DeMario Douglas?
Pop Douglas.
Yeah, right. I mean, this is not a problem.
Yeah.
Like having to cut a guy is not a problem. You want Steph Diggs on this team.
Yeah.
The money's the problem. And I don't think there would even be, and I think AJ Brown would probably be excited to have another great receiver there. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's one of those alphas that does not like that.
And Steph Diggs plays half the time where AJ Brown plays on the X and half the time in the slot. So he can play slot and not play the X. He can be on the field the same time with AJ Brown.
Just think of the stuff that you could draw up if you're Josh McDaniels, if you had those two guys on the team at the same time.
Yep.
It's just not going to happen. It won't happen.
Now, a lot of pressure on McDaniels this year. Sneaky, because I think he wants to be a balanced a lot of the time, but now he's got to feed AJ. He's got a lot of mouths to feed. It's a good problem, but it's still pressure on him.
It is interesting because I don't think he likes having necessarily number one receivers that are divas. He's got to do that.
You're right about Adams, though. Devontae Adams, he did a pretty good job there.
Yep. When he was with Thanks. The Raiders, yep. Yeah.
Someone said WEEI should just award the Pats the rings the way they're talking about this.
There we go. Listen, well, now Teddy's going to get back to us tomorrow.
You can't look at what they just did and not get excited that you took a team that went to the Super Bowl and made them better. And I know that they're not going to be playing as easy a schedule as last year, but don't you feel good as a fan of this team that they had about as good of an offseason as you could have? Like from the drafting to getting A.J. Brown a star in here to hopefully shoring up one of the best corners in the game, I don't know how you can look at what they've done and gone, man, really, they made all the right moves outside of the controversial stuff with Mike Vrabel.
Right.
Everything else has been about the ideal offseason for these guys.
Making the offense better, helping Drake May. You got an offensive lineman, Vera Tucker, who was a first-rounder who's been hurt, but hopefully he stays healthy, and then you get – that's a steal. And then you got, you drafted a tackle in the first round. You get A.J. Brown as a wide receiver. You get a Romeo Doubs as a two in your offense. Like, what else? I don't know what else you could ask the Patriots to do this offseason.
Real quick, because I saw Cadillac tweeting about man coverage. Do you think a lot of teams have to play zone now against the Pats because A.J. is too good of a deep threat one-on-one? Or that's a larger question for tomorrow, like getting into the X's and O's of it, but like
I would play a lot more zone, because if you look at what the Seattle did to Drake May in the Super Bowl, they played a lot of zone, and that's I think that's where you go. Steph Diggs was excellent at finding the soft spots in the zone, but so is AJ Brown,
and so that's where Dobbs and Pop have to
yep show up.
Yeah.
Well, this is a great day to have Jeremy Fowler on. He's going to be on with us talking about the A.J. Brown trade. It is a good day if you're a Patriots fan. I don't know how you can look at this as anything but. And it's for the price that you essentially everyone expected. There were no surprises here. First rounder of 2028.
Good job, Schefter.
Schefter, you stupid idiots, doubting my sources. Now, it could happen, or it couldn't. Or I could be tall, or I could be short.
Could something go awry? Always.
Oh, Schefter, we're going to bust your balls so much when you come on the show every week. This fall, it's going to be tough not to. All right. But we are not going anywhere. 2 minutes, we'll be back. Jeremy Fowler will join us to talk all about your new member of the New England Patriots, A.J. Brown.